Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
I feel like every day I see a new burlesque show being advertised in the city. It's made me wonder, is Las Vegas at the center of a burlesque revival? Today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm joined by two burlesque stars, Dirty Martini, who is currently performing in Dita Las Vegas, and Buttercup, who's also the program manager of the Burlesque Hall of Fame. We're going to get into the history and the inside perspective on burlesque here in the Valley. It's Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Okay, well, I mean, I should admit up front that I love burlesque. I think it's super sexy. I think that you have to be multi-pronged talents to do it. But I think for a lot of our listeners, you know, maybe someone doesn't know what burlesque is. So what is burlesque? Are we just talking like fancy striptease?
Dirty, would you like to field this question?
Please, Dirty.
My favorite question.
Yeah.
Because the funniest thing about burlesque is that it's existed since the 1880s. Mm-hmm. And yet everyone asks the question, what is burlesque? It's so much a part of American culture. Mm. It was developed, the striptease and the beauty of the striptease was developed in America. Just like jazz music, they developed together side by side.
This is an American art form. I didn't realize.
It certainly is. And the way it's done, the way we know it to be, and even the sort of Bob Fosse-esque version that you see in a lot of bigger productions, that is also quintessentially American as an art form. And so for me, what burlesque is mostly about the individuality that we know Americans to excel in. You know, just like Gypsy Rose Lee said, you gotta have a gimmick. And every striptease that's worth its weight is known for something very unusual in the way that the clothes come off, maybe incorporates a puppet, maybe has some sort of interesting way. So it's not just about the nudity or taking your clothes off. It's about the personality of the dancer and what she's trying to say as a performer and as an artist.
Buttercup, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I would also like to add that while burlesque is striptease, it's also parody. Mm. It's satire. And in the 1880s, when burlesque was becoming very popular in America, the entertainers who were doing it were not doing striptease. But I don't want people to think that maybe this was when burlesque used to be classy. It was the complete opposite. These women very much were the whores of yore. These women were pushing the boundaries of their day. It's modest by today's standards, but they exposed their bodies. Mm. They exposed their décolletage. They showed off their legs, even though they're wearing tights. They would never have shown their skin. They're taking songs that are popular, changing the lyrics to be more base or sexual, and they're changing their acts night after night, which means they are getting repeat clientele who are excited to hear new material each time. So very much, no matter what time period you are in, burlesque performers are constantly pushing the boundaries.
You know, in the contemporary, who goes to a burlesque show? What type of person?
Everyone, but largely the modern audience is made up of women.
Hmm.
It can be quite an empowering experience to watch other women and femmes use their bodies, exercise their autonomy, use their voices, and take up space, especially in a world where women and femmes are generally not given those liberties.
So it's a reclaiming of sexuality that the audience is participating in as well.
Yeah, it's a reclaiming of many things, identity, sensuality. You know, burlesque is not always about sex. Sensuality and sexuality are two different things. How someone experiences their sensuality varies person to person. And to see someone express that on stage is quite entertaining.
Dirty, what about performers? Is there a typical burlesque performer?
I feel like the most interesting thing about the neo-burlesque...
Is that what we're in right now, neo-burlesque?
Yes, okay. That's what we like to call burlesque after 1980, loosely speaking. So the thing that Buttercup is saying is so important about the sensuality and also the creation of a new way to look at yourself, that you're inviting an audience to, no matter what your gender is, to invite them to find this new character within yourself. So most of the performers, it's cross-gender. We have non-binary people also participating in burlesque. And we liked that the form lifts everyone up. I like to think of burlesque as the island of misfit toys. You know, everyone who didn't have a place in Broadway or didn't have a place on the line in Las Vegas, we can all come together in burlesque and celebrate our uniqueness.
So variation in gender, but also would you say body type, age as well?
Absolutely. And that's, I think, what the audiences respond to the most, particularly in Dita's show, Dita Von Teese, who's brought her brand of classic burlesque to the Jubilee Theater.
Yeah.
We see in our audiences just the joy of being able to celebrate different kinds of bodies and different ages and different age groups and also different genders.
Yes. I mean, I actually was going to say, you know, speaking of the newer burlesque, okay, so I saw Dita's show at the end of February. It was for a friend's 40th birthday. A friend of a friend is in the show as well. So we went. And one of the most thrilling parts about it is that there were men in the show and they were in the chorus, but also a man was starring in probably the most bonkers burlesque performance I have seen in my entire life. I don't know. I'm going to describe it briefly. It starts with Dita Von Teese driving a car on stage, and then she rips off the top of her driving outfit and her boobs pop out, and it's surprisingly hilarious for someone that we think of, I think, as a very like serious dancer. And then there's this man that does first a piano performance, then a very athletic striptease. And I think, if I remember correctly, but I think at this point I was in an altered state, there might have been a bejeweled butt plug involved.
No, silly. You're silly.
I made that part. There was a shocking reveal at the end for sure.
Well, that gentleman, sort of emulating the beauty of Liberace in through the power of dance, is Jet Tador, who is no stranger to the stages of Las Vegas. Jet Tador is someone who I've toured with very, very often. He's, I guess, as equal to Dita as far as the male version of glamour. Yes, so he's emulating Liberace coming on in the car and has a whole chorus line of dancers with him. And it is a spectacular piece.
It's a spectacle. It's a spectacle.
Even as you describe this act, everything about it is satirical. Dita, and this is why you responded so strongly to it. This is why you laughed at her boobs popping out.
They really like popped and jiggled. It was like so well timed and constructed. It was amazing.
That is a glorious image in my head right now. Thank you. But, you know, she's satirizing herself, or this idea of what a beautiful woman, what the most elegant, glamorous woman is. And, you know, we don't always respond to the perfect, like, picture.
Right, right.
We do respond to moments like that, where maybe something, you know, it seems out of character, but really it's her playing a character. And then next to Jet Adore, who also is just going for like full parody every time he's on stage. That is a wonderful example of burlesque.
You know, and jumping off of that too, you know, we talked a little bit about the start of burlesque in the 1880s, but part of the theme of that show is that she is paying homage to various famous sexy women like Josephine Baker, like Bangs. Her name just fell out of my head. Bangs and BDSM. Who am I talking about?
Betty Page.
Thank you. We got there.
I feel like I'm on Jeopardy.
This is adult catchphrase here.
But this is also a very common theme in burlesque that an old style of burlesque is coming back into fashion.
Yeah, that's one of the big billboards up by the airport is for Ladylike at the Virgin, and it's styled as a retro-modern burlesque, so it's a little bit of that reference to the past. So let's get into the history. So we've got this performer coming in the 1880s from England. Can you tell me a little bit about the national history and then how it kind of comes here to Las Vegas?
So nationally, most of the burlesque shows are happening in big cities, cities that have access to big theaters. If they're in rural areas, there would be minstrel shows. But in the big cities is where the burlesque shows happen.
So is that how burlesque ends up coming to Las Vegas?
So Las Vegas, at the beginning of the turn of the century, doesn't have burlesque because it doesn't really have entertainment. Las Vegas is a ranching town. It's a railroad town. But after World War II, the Strip starts to become developed. So this is where entertainment is happening now. And it's happening on Strip properties, in the casinos. Gypsy Rose Lee, she had a big tour she was on, and she wound up coming to Las Vegas to do a show at the Desert Inn. Lily St. Cyr was at the El Rancho. When she's at the El Rancho, she's doing this act in a bird cage, and she would remove her garments, drop them on the audience below her. And of course, the DIY nature of burlesque, certainly back in the 50s, it's not like someone could go walk into a store to just buy negligee that looked like what these entertainers are wearing on stage. So Lily St. Cyr is making her own custom lingerie. You know, the women in the audience get a chance to inspect the lingerie before it goes backstage.
They did have to turn it back in. Okay.
Yes. And then Lily winds up becoming known for making lingerie, and she has her own lingerie shop as she gets older. But back to burlesque in Las Vegas, you know, the burlesque performers are what gave Las Vegas its Sin City reputation. You know, the mob was involved in the casinos. The mobs generally are always involved with burlesque houses because they're cash businesses, and these are easy places to launder money. So here in Las Vegas, in the late 50s, Candy Bar is here. Tempest Storm, Liz Renee, and Candy Bar, they're all involved with Mickey Cohen, who's a professional boxer and gangster. Liz Renee famously even went to prison because she falsely testified on his behalf in a trial. These women, they are the reason. It's just incredible that they're the reason that we have this reputation.
Reputation. You know, and for anyone that wants to go in a deeper dive, I have to say that going to the Burlesque Hall of Fame was one of the best like tour guide experiences I ever had. Like, really, it was such a blast. My mind was blown. My misconceptions were thwarted. I highly recommend it. And, you know, I wanted to have this conversation because I feel like we're seeing so many burlesque shows popping up. We already mentioned Dita and Ladylike. Lady Gaga also has performers at her jazz residency.
Yeah.
And there's Cheap Shots on Fremont. There's a lot. So, Dirty, do you think that Vegas is the epicenter for a burlesque revival?
I think that Vegas reflects whatever is in the popular culture. Vegas is that kind of a place, you know. I think because we've been working so hard in burlesque since the early 90s to carve out a spot for ourselves as modern performers using this idea of retro glamour, a lot of producers on the Strip had say, you know, you can imagine them chomping their cigars. I'm sure they don't chomp cigars anymore, but I always think of them with their, you know, saying, hey, this burlesque thing seems popular. Why don't we throw it out and, you know, use it in our marquees to get more people to come to see our show. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's what's been going on in, on the strip in Las Vegas is, you know, people will say, well, we'll react to how exciting a burlesque show is and then go and hire some LA dancers to do some really wonderful choreography and call it burlesque. So that's kind of what's been happening on the strip is you'll see all these wonderful performers who have incredible chops and are really worth going to see because of their fabulous dance skills. But if anybody wants to do a little bit deeper dive and see what the real burlesque all over the world has taken the world by storm, then they'll want to go see Cheap Shots and the Jiggle Room at Cheap Shots particularly. They'll want to see Dita's show, which is based in the actual development of neo-burlesque. Viva Las Vegas is coming up. It's so exciting. Producer Audrey Deluxe produces a wonderful burlesque component within all the rockabilly bands. That is April 18th through 21st.
And then I know that the Burlesque Hall of Fame has a weekend coming up too.
Burlesque Hall of Fame Weekender will happen at the Orleans Hotel and Casino June 6th through 9th.
So yes, you're becoming an epicenter of the new burlesque.
All right. What do you think is missing when it comes to burlesque performances here in Las Vegas?
You have a wonderful, wonderful venue here called Lost Spirits Distillery that's closing at the end of April, unfortunately.
Yeah. In Area 15.
Yes. And what an incredible show. And Lost Spirits is a wonderful rum, and the creator of the show there has created this wonderful venue for burlesque and for variety arts. And it is one of the only shows that goes constantly for local performers and that people can, who are visiting, you know, just to enjoy Las Vegas, can come and see a show that just runs constantly. So they don't have to worry about, oh, what weekend is Sin City Burlesque Festival? Am I going to miss it? You know? So I think that's the thing that's really important to have is those venues that keep churning shows out weekly so that just regular people can go and see the real burlesque.
What do you think, Buttercup?
Yeah, I think there's people who have misconceptions about what burlesque is. I've, you know, met people, I've met producers in venues, managers of venues, and as soon as they hear that I do burlesque, like a wall goes up and, you know, they have whatever image in their mind of what burlesque is, and for some reason they don't want it in their space. And that's really unfortunate because modern audiences respond to burlesque so much. Modern audiences are inspired by burlesque. Modern audiences will drink and spend lots of money at your venue to see burlesque. So whatever misconceptions people have about burlesque, I'd love if they could set them aside. I love when I, you know, meet people who are open-minded and say, absolutely, I love burlesque. That's exactly what I want in my space. But those venues are hard to find. And especially on the strip, we don't need to protect people. If an audience sees my breasts in pasties, I'm not hurting anyone.
No, you're not.
And I think venues that limit their audience's access to this type of entertainment are doing their own audiences a huge disservice.
Well, as you mentioned, those audiences tend to be largely women. And I think that it's not uncommon to have things that women perform, enjoy, and are invested in to be given less value within American society.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about showing all kinds of bodies and all kinds of ages and all kinds of genders is that that's the makeup of our audience. Mm-hmm. So when someone in the audience sees their race or their gender reflected on the stage in a unique and uplifted way,
definitely
it can be very
type.
Powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Very, especially we don't talk about, you know, the fact that there's no plus size dancers on the strip at all, except for me.
It's very disruptive of what we're sold and told is attractive as a woman. And that's one of the ways they oppress us. Why is burlesque an important part of the Las Vegas experience today?
I think it's good for people to, as we were saying, come and see something that reflects their own lived experience. So, you know, oftentimes the burlesque performances that you'll see, it's under 5 minutes for one thing. So if you don't like what's going on, just wait 5 minutes and you'll see something you might like. But also, they'll see their body type, their age, their race reflected on the stage and uplifted in a beautiful way. Mm. So I think people can really enjoy a kind of political commentary of what's going on right now.
I agree with everything Dirty said. Political commentary that comes out of burlesque shows is important. It's important. It helps all of us digest a lot of crap that we've been through. And especially in dire times, we've all been through the pandemic. We've all been through the trials and tribulations that came with it. And coming out of it, we need release. We need art to help us make sense of this crazy world. And at the end of the day, even if we're just watching beautiful bodies, beautiful femme bodies express themselves, that gives me joy. That's enough for me.
Dirty Martini, Buttercup, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been such a pleasure to get to talk about burlesque with you. And I sure hope all your listeners will come and see Dita Las Vegas, A Jubilant Review. It's such an incredible show. It's really the breath of fresh air, I think, that Vegas has been looking for since the closure of Jubilee, the last showgirl show.
Yeah. And Buttercup, where are you performing next?
I have my show, Sinful, which is a burlesque show that celebrates the multifacets of women and femmes. And for my next show, it's going to happen on Saturday, May 11th, downtown at the Fat Cat. And because it's the night before Mother's Day, I'm hiring an entire cast of moms.
Oh, that's so cool.
So
that's
if anyone wants to see some strip-teasing mamas,
yes,
come on out for a great time.
Putting it in my calendar. Oh my gosh. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
That's all for today here in CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed this show, why not tell a friend and make a plan to see a burlesque performance? Then subscribe to our morning newsletter for weekly event listings. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care. Also, just Whores of Yore is an incredible name for something. A band, your next book, Buttercup.
Whores of Yore.
Whores of Yore is actually a really great Instagram account. So,
oh
yes, you hit the nail on the head.
It's something I have to follow at this point, too.